This is Jazz. Live talent presentation of authentic New Orleans jazz. The writer and narrator is Rudy Blesch, famous jazz critic and author of the recent book Shining Trumpet, a colorful history of this American music. Each week at this time, he and his great jazz men bring you a solid half hour of superb jazz and scenes from its history. So here he is, Rudy Blesch.
Thanks, Don Davis, and here we are, all set to go on the 28th session of This Is Jazz. Here we are in San Francisco, the city by the beautiful Golden Gate. For me, it's a very pleasant homecoming because it was here in 1945 that I arranged, under the progressive auspices of the San Francisco Museum of Art, the first presentation of This Is Jazz, a single stage and radio concert of New Orleans music. And now, 4 years later, This Is Jazz comes back to San Francisco for a single program that will feature a band that has been making jazz history out here on the Pacific Coast. It was back in 1935 that a group of young men began informally to play this New Orleans jazz and to learn by practice a very difficult art. Led by trumpeter Lou Waters, this group was playing in San Francisco professionally by 1940 in the local vanguard of the jazz renaissance that was then beginning all over the country. In 1942, the eight young men of Lou Waters' Yerba Buena band tried to enlist as a group, succeeded eventually in getting into various units of the armed forces. Since the war, the band has formed again and is at present playing in its own cooperative nightclub across the bay in El Cerrito, a club that operates under the colorful title of Hambone Kelly's. And now, here is Lou Waters himself. Say, Lou, it's fine to see you again. I want to welcome you and your fine band to our program.
Thank you, Rudy. It's a pleasure to be with you here today.
Say, Lou, how about you introducing your various bandsmen to our audience?
Okay, Rudy. Bob Scobie. Turk Murphy. Bob Helm. Wally Rose. Harry Mordecai. Dick Lammy. Bill Dart.
And that last hot phrase was the leader Lou Waters himself. Say, Lou, there's a number that your band has played for years. It's a popular song of the 1920s, and I think it would make a great opener. So how about playing Cakewalking Babies for us?
You've got it, Rudy.